Well, hopefully, no matter what else is going on in your life right now, you have noticed the change in creation over these last few weeks. Since Easter, we have seen that beautiful, cool green in the trees, and the red buds and the dogwood blossoms exploded, now giving way to the brilliance of the azaleas and the rhododendrons. And that beautiful cool green on the trees is leafing into lush greenness. Things are becoming new. Out with the old grayness of winter. Okay, some people like that, huh? And liturgically, we are now in the Easter season when we celebrate Christ discarding the old garment of death and rising gloriously from the gray tomb. But what about us? Is there anything new in our lives? What about the change in us? What about the difference? Or are we perhaps stuck in a rut, trapped in mediocrity or sameness or torpor, or worse than that, trapped in sinful habits which numb our spiritual sensibilities? Well, St. Peter today announces in our first reading to the people of Jerusalem and to us that something new has happened, something monumental in its proportions, namely, that God raised Jesus to life, and that by so doing, he has made him both Lord and Christ. That's the message. And so there's a new order now, as new and as changed as the vernal world around us. And after hearing Peter's proclamation, the people we heard were cut to the heart, and they asked, what are we to do now? They were smart people. They knew how to ask the right questions. This message, this reality of the Easter season, namely, again, that God raised Jesus to life and that by so doing has made him both Lord and Christ, should also cut us to the heart and make us ask the same question as those people did. What are we to do now? Well, Peter's answer to that in our first reading is that old sandwich board, street corner, wilderness voice, you must repent. Wow, repent, that's the same message that John the Baptist had before Jesus appeared. And it's the message of Easter, too. So let's state again what that word means. The Greek word is metanoia, which means a change of heart, a renunciation of past conduct that leads us not towards, but away from God. Because, you know, in everything we do, it's either one or the other. If we don't have the disciplines of life, the spiritual disciplines that lead us towards God, then we're probably moving away from him, getting caught in the current or undertow of sin. Now, metanoia is usually accompanied by conversion, which is a turning to God and an entering upon a new life. So St. Peter says, be baptized. Well, most of us have done that. And that's why we had water sprinkled on us this morning, to remind us of this incredible gift of baptism and how we're responsible for it. To be baptized is to die to sin, hence it is for the forgiveness of sins. To be baptized means then to begin a new life, to walk after the good shepherd, to heed his directional voice. To be baptized is to receive God's Holy Spirit, and thus ourselves to be signs of the risen Christ in the world. And St. Peter says in our second reading the same thing in different words. He says to be baptized is to die to sin and live for uprightness, returning to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. That is what we must do, Peter says, to save ourselves from a perverse generation. See, we're supposed to be the baptized generation, not the Pepsi generation, but a people generated from baptismal water. So, as Peter says, Christ is now Lord, who has come, as he said, to call sinners to repentance. He alone is the good shepherd who leads us to fullness of life if we heed his voice. All other voices belong to thieves and bandits who steal and kill and destroy. So, church, that means that we are standing at a crossroads today on this Sunday in the Easter season. We are at a turning point. We are teetering on the fulcrum. As St. Edith Stein said, each one of us is perpetually on the razor's edge. On one side, absolute nothingness. And on the other, the fullness of divine life. So what are we to do now? Renew our baptism. How do we do that? By answering that altar call, as these five children will do today, to come and receive the Holy Eucharist. Because do you know that when we receive any of the sacraments, what we are doing is renewing our baptismal call, the gift of baptism in our life. So, let us renew our baptism today, renounce sin, and turn to God and really mean it when we come forward. May we have a change, a newness, a springtime in our lives that matches creation around us. Amen.